This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Diaformin. Active ingredient, S. Metformin hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about taking Diaformin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Diaformin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Diaformin? Diaformin contains the active ingredient metformin hydrochloride. Metformin belongs to a group of medicines called biguanides. Diaformin lowers high blood glucose, hyperglycemia by helping your body make better use of the insulin produced by your pancreas. People with type 2 diabetes are unable to make enough insulin, or their body does not respond properly to the insulin it does make. This causes a buildup of glucose in the blood, which can lead to serious medical problems. Diaformin is used to control blood glucose, the amount of sugar in the blood in people with diabetes mellitus. Diaformin can be used in type 2 diabetes in adults and children over 10 years of age. It is especially useful in those who are overweight, when diet and exercise are not enough to lower high blood glucose levels, hyperglycemia. Long-term hyperglycemia can lead to heart disease, blindness, kidney damage, poor blood circulation and gangrene. Signs of hyperglycemia may include tiredness or lack of energy, headache, thirst, passing large amounts of urine, blurred vision. For adult patients, metformin can be used alone, or in combination with other oral diabetic medicines, or in combination with insulin in insulin-requiring type 2 diabetes. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Diaformin has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed Diaformin for another reason. Diaformin is available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that Diaformin is addictive. What should I know before I take Diaformin? Warnings. Do not take Diaformin if you are allergic to any medicine containing metformin, or any other biguanide, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have any of the following conditions: type 1 diabetes mellitus, that is well controlled by insulin alone; type 2 diabetes, that is already well controlled by diet alone; any type of metabolic acidosis such as lactic acidosis, diabetic ketoacidosis, a symptom of uncontrolled diabetes, in which substances called ketone bodies build up in the blood. You may notice this as an unusual fruity odor on your breath, difficulty breathing, confusion and frequent urination. Severe liver disease. Excessive alcohol intake, binge drinking, alcohol dependence. Kidney failure, or severe kidney disease. Dehydration, severe blood loss, shock, a severe infection, certain heart or blood vessel problems, including a recent heart attack, or severe heart failure, when the heart fails to pump blood effectively, severe breathing difficulties, blood clots in the lungs. Symptoms include coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain and a fast heart rate, gangrene, inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis. Symptoms include severe upper stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting. You need to have major surgery, or an examination such as an X-ray, or a scan requiring an injection of iodinated contrast dye. You must stop taking Diaformin for a certain period of time before and after the examination, or the surgery. Your doctor will decide whether you need any other treatment for this time. It is important that you follow your doctor's instructions precisely. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines or any foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any of the following medical conditions: heart failure, kidney problems. Your doctor may want to take special care if you have any of these conditions. Drink alcohol. Alcohol can affect the control of your diabetes. Drinking excessive amounts of alcohol while you are being treated with diaformin may also lead to serious side effects. Your doctor may suggest you stop drinking or reduce the amount of alcohol you drink. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking diaformin. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take this medicine if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. The safety of diaformin in pregnant women has not been established. Insulin is more suitable for controlling blood glucose during pregnancy. Your doctor will replace diaformin with insulin while you are pregnant. Do not take diaformin if you are breastfeeding. Diaformin is not recommended while you are breastfeeding. Your doctor will discuss the options available to you. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and diaformin may interact with each other. These include other medicines used to treat diabetes, medicines that contain alcohol, such as cough and cold syrups, tetracycline, a medicine used in people with multiple sclerosis and in young children to treat some types of seizures, fits, danazol, a medicine used to treat endometriosis, some medicines used to treat high blood pressure and some heart conditions, including beta blockers, calcium channel blockers and ACE inhibitors, medicines used to prevent blood clots, such as warfarin, diuretics, also called fluid tablets, chlorpromazine, a medicine used to treat schizophrenia and other mental illnesses, NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, medicines used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation, such as aspirin, diclofenac, ibuprofen, meloxicam, naproxen, or piroxicam, cimetidine, a medicine used to treat reflux and ulcers, corticosteroids such as prednisone or cortisone, some medicines used to treat underscore asthma such as salbutamol or terbutaline, medicines that are substrates slash inhibitors of organic cation transporters, OCT1 such as verapamil, OCT2 such as dolutegravir, crizotinib, olaparib, daclatasvir, or vandetanib, medicines that are inducers of OCT1 such as rifampicin, medicines that may increase the risk of lactic acidosis when concomitantly used with metformin hydrochloride such as topiramate and other carbonic anhydrase inhibitors. These medicines may be affected by diaformin, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect diaformin. How do I take diaformin? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? The dose varies from person to person. Your doctor will decide the right dose for you. The usual starting dose for adults is 500 mg 1 to 2 times a day. Your doctor may increase or decrease the dose depending on your blood glucose levels. The maximum recommended dose is 1000 mg 3 times a day. The elderly and people with kidney problems may need smaller doses. Children and adolescents. The usual starting dose for children from 10 years of age and adolescents is one tablet of 500 mg or 850 mg once daily. Your doctor may increase or decrease the dose depending on your blood glucose levels. The maximum recommended dose is 2 grams taken as 2 or 3 divided doses. If your child has diabetes that is resistant to insulin and is being treated in hospital, your child's doctor will decide the dose. How to take it? Swallow the tablets with a glass of water. The 500 mg and 1000 mg tablets can be divided in half along the break line, if advised by your doctor or pharmacist. When to take it? Take diaformin during or immediately after food. This will reduce the chance of a stomach upset. Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How long to take it for? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you to. This medicine helps control diabetes, but does not cure it. Most people will need to take diaformin on a long-term basis. If you forget to take it, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the missed dose as soon as you remember with food and then go back to taking your tablets as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you take too much diaformin, if you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much diaformin, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much diaformin, you may feel sleepy, very tired, sick, vomit, have trouble breathing and have unusual muscle pain, stomach pain, or diarrhea. These may be early signs of a serious condition called lactic acidosis, buildup of lactic acid in the blood. You may also experience symptoms of hypoglycemia, low blood glucose. This usually only happens if you take too much diaformin together with other medicines for diabetes or with alcohol. If you do experience any signs of hypoglycemia, raise your blood glucose quickly by eating jelly beans, sugar, or honey, drinking a non-diet soft drink, or taking glucose tablets. What should I know while taking diaformin? Things you should do. Make sure that you, your friends, family, and work colleagues can recognize the symptoms of hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia, and know how to treat them. Hypoglycemia. Diaformin does not normally cause hypoglycemia, although you may experience it if you take other medicines for diabetes such as sulfonylureas, or repaglinide, or if you also use insulin. Hypoglycemia can occur suddenly. Initial signs may include weakness, trembling, or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, headache, or lack of concentration, irritability, tearfulness, or crying, hunger, numbness around the lips and tongue. If not treated promptly, these may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, fits, or loss of consciousness. If you experience any of the symptoms of hypoglycemia, you need to raise your blood glucose immediately. You can do this by doing one of the following: eating 5 to 7 jelly beans, eating 3 teaspoons of sugar or honey, drinking half a can of non-diet soft drink, taking 2 to 3 concentrated glucose tablets. Unless you are within 10 to 15 minutes of your next meal or snack, follow up with extra carbohydrates such as plain biscuits, fruit, or milk. Taking this extra carbohydrate will prevent a second drop in your blood glucose level. Hyperglycemia. If you notice the return of any of the signs of hyperglycemia, contact your doctor immediately. Your doctor may need to consider additional or other treatments for your diabetes. The risk of hyperglycemia is increased in the following situations: uncontrolled diabetes, illness, infection, or stress, taking less diaformin than prescribed, taking certain other medicines, too little exercise, eating more carbohydrates than normal. Tell your doctor if you become ill, become dehydrated, are injured, have a fever, have a serious infection, are having surgery, including dental surgery. Your blood glucose may become difficult to control at these times. You may also be more at risk of developing a serious condition called lactic acidosis. At these times, your doctor may replace diaformin with insulin. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking diaformin. Tell all the other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you become pregnant while taking diaformin, tell your doctor immediately. Tell your doctor if any of the following happen: you become ill, you become dehydrated, for instance due to persistent or severe diarrhea or recurrent vomiting, you are injured, you have a fever, you have a serious infection such an influenza, respiratory tract infection, or urinary tract infection, you are having major surgery, you are having an examination such as an X-ray or a scan requiring an injection of an iodinated contrast agent, dye. Your blood glucose may become difficult to control at these times. You may also be more at risk of developing a serious condition called lactic acidosis. At these times, your doctor may replace diaformin with insulin. Visit your doctor regularly for checkups. Your doctor may want to perform blood tests to check your kidneys, liver, heart and vitamin B12 level while you are taking diaformin. Check your blood glucose levels regularly. This is the best way to tell if your diabetes is being controlled properly. Your doctor or diabetes educator will show you how and when to do this. When you start treatment with diaformin, it can take up to 2 weeks for your blood glucose levels to be properly controlled. Carefully follow the advice of your doctor and dietitian on diet, drinking alcohol and exercise. Things you should not do. Do not take diaformin to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not skip meals while taking diaformin. Do not stop taking your medicine, or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of. If you become sick with a cold, fever, or flu, it is very important to continue eating your normal meals. Your diabetes educator or dietitian can give you a list of foods to eat on sick days. When you are traveling, it is a good idea to wear some form of identification, e.g. bracelet showing you have diabetes. Carry some form of sugar to treat hypoglycemia if it occurs, for example, sugar sachets or jelly beans. Carry emergency food rations in case of a delay, for example, dried fruit, biscuits, or muesli bars. Bring enough diaformin with you, so you don't miss any doses. Lifestyle measures that help reduce heart disease risk. By following these simple measures, you can further reduce the risk from heart disease. Quit smoking and avoid secondhand smoke. Limit alcohol intake. Enjoy healthy eating by eating plenty of vegetables and fruit. Reducing your saturated fat intake, eat less fatty meats, full-fat dairy products, butter, coconut, and palm oils, most takeaway foods, commercially baked products. Be active. Progress, over time, to at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity on 5 or more days each week, can be accumulated in short bouts of 10 minutes duration. If you have been prescribed anti-angina medicine, carry it with you when being physically active. Maintain a healthy weight. Discuss your lifestyle and lifestyle plans with your doctor. For more information and tools to improve your heart health, call Heartline, the Heart Foundation's National Telephone Information Service, on 1-300-362-787. Local call cost. No warning signs of heart attack and what to do. Tightness, fullness, pressure, squeezing, heaviness, or pain in your chest, neck, jaw, throat, shoulders, arms, or back. You may also have difficulty breathing, or have a cold sweat, or feel dizzy, or lightheaded, or feel like vomiting, or actually vomit. If you have heart attack warning signs that are severe, get worse, or last for 10 minutes, even if they are mild, call 000000. Every minute counts. Driving, or using machines. If you have to be alert, for example when driving, be especially careful not to let your blood glucose levels fall too low. Low blood glucose levels may slow your reaction time and affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol can make this worse. However, diaformin by itself is unlikely to affect how you drive or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol can affect the control of your diabetes. Drinking excessive amounts of alcohol while you are being treated with diaformin may also lead to serious side effects. Your doctor may suggest you stop drinking or reduce the amount of alcohol you drink. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the blister pack, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not store diaformin or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in the car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking diaformin. Diaformin helps most people with diabetes, but it may have unwanted side effects in some people. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, taste disturbance, loss of appetite, skin reactions such as redness of the skin, itching, or an itchy rash, urticaria. What to do? Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These are generally mild side effects which disappear after the first few weeks. Taking diaformin with meals can help reduce stomach pain, nausea, and diarrhea. Skin reactions have been reported rarely. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, trouble breathing, feeling weak, tight, or generally unwell, unusual muscle pain, sleepiness, dizziness, or lightheadedness, shivering, feeling extremely cold, slow heartbeat. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital, if you notice any of these symptoms of lactic acidosis, buildup of lactic acid in the blood. Lactic acidosis is a very rare, but serious side effect requiring urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. Although rare, if lactic acidosis does occur, it can be fatal. The risk of lactic acidosis is higher in the elderly, those whose diabetes is poorly controlled, those with prolonged fasting, those with certain heart conditions, those who drink alcohol and those with kidney or liver problems. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may occur in some people. Some side effects, e.g. reduced vitamin B12 level, can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What diaformin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. The tablets contain metformin hydrochloride as the active ingredient, and are available in three strengths: 500 mg, 850 mg, and 1000 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Povidone. Magnesium stearate. Opidri Complete Film Coating System 20C59060 Clear, ID 106044. Potential allergens. Sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What diaformin looks like. Diaformin tablets come in three strengths. Diaformin 500, 500 mg, 15.65 mm by 7.25 mm, oblong, white, clear-coated, tablet debossed MF/1 on one side and blank on the other. Each pack contains 100 tablets. Ostar 73806. Diaformin 850, 850 mg, 12.5 mm normal convex white, clear film coated tablet, debossed MF over 2 on one side and G on the other. Each pack contains 60 tablets. Ostar 73808. Diaformin 1000, 1000 mg, 19 mm by 10.5 mm, oval, film coated white tablet, debossed MF/3 on one side and G on the other side. Each pack contains 90 tablets. Ostar 82207. Who distributes diaformin? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in December 2024. Diaformin is a Viatris company trademark. Diaformin_CMI/DEC24/00.